You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, wearing a hat on a Friday, and
Casual
Wall Street,
Friday.
Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Whew! We had some day yesterday in fantasy football and in the NFL. Over the next hour, we are going to break it down for you. We also have week six on Sunday. A lot of games. Thursday night football between Carolina and Philadelphia. We want to break that down a little bit, too. We got a lot going on. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Got a lot of stuff to get into today. Obviously, the Ezekiel Elliott thing. Saw some good action last night on Thursday night football. Saw some good action to start off week number six of the NFL season. So, looking forward to breaking it down and getting ready. Obviously, that culturally biased game is Mike Lyon. That'll be coming up also soon, too. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. You feel what I'm saying?
Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Corey, you should just man up and play. Stop making it crybaby Fridays. You know, just good. Good game last night in terms of production overall, I would say. You know, there is some fear that Thursday night games will be stinkers, but it definitely wasn't. 2-4-1 teams, very impressed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Matt, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. It was an interesting night of sports. You know, the Nationals went down again.
Darn it.
The Panthers, you know, they... Home game. That was a big NFC game.
It was
in the landscape of it. Yeah.
Let me ask about Cam Newton here for a moment, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. He threw three interceptions on Thursday, 239 yards passing. He threw for a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. Touchdown. He threw. He almost ran in. He just missed it, doing the whole Superman thing.
That should have been a touchdown.
I was very happy it was not because I was playing him on Thursday. But he led this team in rushing by a lot. I mean, this is crazy, right? He ran for 71 yards himself. The leading rusher on his team other than Cam Newton, that was Curtis Samuel, 1 carry, 8 yards.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Not that it makes a difference. I know we like what CMC give you in the PPR. If you own CMC in the standard, though, is he droppable in the standard?
No. Because he's looking.
He's got two touchdowns in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think the offense is evolving and stuff. And in the preseason, I kept saying Cam is going to run the ball. Cam, when he sees that pylon, is going to dive for that pylon.
He's getting
and
it done.
This is what happened. Maybe the first couple of weeks, he was, you know, still not at full strength.
Probably not mentally either at that shoulder.
Yeah, and prior to last night's game, those weeks 4 and 5, that might have been his best 2 weeks. I mean, as far as, like, you look at the completion percentages and quarterback ratings, he was off the charts.
Yeah, but this is the Cam from 2 years ago in a lot of regards, and people were asking that. And last night it was. The completion percentage wasn't great, but he makes plays. When he does make completions, he makes plays, and he makes plays with his legs. He's going to have some mistakes, but ultimately the fantasy numbers are going to be there in the end.
I would like Christian McCaffrey, though, to average more than 2 yards a carry? I mean, he is a running back.
That'd be cool.
He's catching passes, but he's
How
not
many
showing.
How catches yet in a game?
Yeah,
though,
he's catching passes, but he's not making enough of it with a big playability.
We'll come back and talk a little bit about Ezekiel Elliott when we return. This is the Roto Experts.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Mr. Sussman.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question about this song right here that's playing?
Okay.
This instrumental that's playing right now. Is this from 8 Mile?
Yes.
Did you know this from 8 Mile?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah, because that's Shook Ones. But you know it from 8 Mile.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think you should know it from being Shook Ones and not from 8 Mile.
Sorry.
That's why they put songs in movies.
But you were right. You were right exactly why I knew it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew it from 8 Mile.
Yeah, but it was popular way before 8 Mile.
Are you calling out of East Side?
No, I think that's probably more. It might be age.
Yeah. I think it's more of an age thing.
Yeah, I think
else.
So, too.
Yeah. Except Don Burns.
My daughter texts me back.
That's wonderful.
My son is not.
And all you do is just take good morning.
Yeah, that's all he has to do. But he doesn't. He doesn't care.
Morning pops.
Yeah, no. That's it.
All right, let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott, gentlemen. So, Ezekiel Elliott, let's give the update of where we are. Ezekiel Elliott's preliminary injunction, which was granted by him, by the court in the 5th District in Texas, has been rescinded. The NFL won their appeal. Thus, Ezekiel Elliott, as of this moment, is now suspended again for the next 6 weeks. What can Ezekiel Elliott do? Well, he can appeal in the Southern District of New York, where the NFL has already filed suit against him immediately following the suit in Texas many months ago. If he files for an injunction, a stay there, just like he did in Texas, the court there will then have the right to grant him a stay, a preliminary injunction, just like the court in Texas did. Is there precedent? Yes. Brady filed for a preliminary injunction in the Southern District of New York. It was granted then. Ultimately, what happened? Brady gets suspended, obviously. Can Ezekiel Elliott get his injunction and delay his suspension? Quite possibly, yes. Will he do this? Quite possibly, yes. But as of right now, as of this very second, Ezekiel Elliott is suspended for weeks 7 through 12.
Here's Judge Graves' dissenting opinion. This is a case about undisclosed information, uninformed decision, and arguably an unfair process. The whole thing was they jumped ahead of the decision, and that's why he granted this. He put the suspension back in. So I think there's going to be a stay coming.
Right. So it has nothing to do with Ezekiel Elliott's actual case against the NFL. Right. Like no one, and much like Brady, it gets to the point where no one is judging whether Ezekiel Elliott did what he was suspended for or did not. It means nothing anymore. Now it is Ezekiel Elliott suing the NFL and Roger Goodell over the process, and it's all now about the process and not the Joel Embiid version. So
yeah. So the judge that Ezekiel Elliott is looking to get, and the judge that he will likely get is this judge Richard Berman, and he was the judge that handled the Tom Brady suspension. So they'll put it in. The NFL will come right back. The difference is the court that they're going to now is too backlogged to push it through as fastly. So then this way, this is like I'm just Roger Kozak. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm the black Roger Kozak. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I'm just legal mumbo jumbo. This is what all the smart legal people are saying. You know what I mean? So they'll put that back. The NFL will go. They'll do their process. Like
I think
Zeke
plays week 7.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott should be on the field week 7 and moving forward. More likely be suspended to start the next season.
But we'll see.
It's guesswork. People will ask me on Twitter. Somebody asked me on Twitter, what are the percentages you think that he gets suspended or plays? I'm like, it's all guesswork.
I want to be clear. We are back where we were pre-week 1. He is suspended right now. 4-6 games. He's going, we assume, is going to file an injunction. We do not know for sure that he will be granted the injunction. We don't know that. Right now, he is suspended. So what I want to ask you guys now, we talked a little bit earlier on. You can catch that on demand. We spoke a lot, Alfred Morris versus Darren McFadden. I'll go to you one more time, just making it clear who you want. And then I want to ask you, I want to play either or with Ezekiel Elliott going forward, because I want to know, should we be trading for him? Should we be trading him away? Like, these are questions we have to ask. But before we do, right now, if you had to pick up one of them, Alfred Morris or Darren McFadden, Corey, which direction would you go?
I would go, if I had to do it, which I'm not worried about this situation at all, if I had to do it, though, I would go with Alfred Morris.
Scott.
I would go with Darren McFadden. I think, you know, they've kept him in mothballs for this situation.
Matt?
It's maybe my PPR bias. I'm going Darren McFadden. Alfred Morris might be the right move.
Okay. So, let's say the Ezekiel Elliott owner is 2-3, 3-2 in the mix here. Are you going to try and trade today for Ezekiel Elliott, Corey?
I would try to trade for Ezekiel Elliott. I would try to acquire Ezekiel Elliott. I would try to buy in on the panic, the hysteria that's going around the situation right now. You can probably get him low. Like, I would go to, if say I got Jay Ajayi, you feel what I'm saying? Or if I got, give me another, a Lamar Miller type of cat, you know what I'm saying? Yep. I would go to the Zeke on and be like, yo, I'm willing to take the risk. I'll buy him today, even when being on bye this week. And a possible suspension looming, I would buy him today.
So, Corey, if I offered Mike Florio, James White, and Andre Ellington in a half-point PPR for Zeke, would you do it?
Yep.
And so I think that's really interesting. Scott, would you trade for Ezekiel Elliott right now?
Yeah, I'd certainly entertain it. Like Corey said, you know, people can be panicky about the whole situation. And this is a guy that can make a big difference in possibly winning a league. So why not go for it? And especially it depends on your situation. I mean, you know, if I have, like in one league I have Kareem Hunt and Todd Gurley, you know, I don't see a need to do it. But then again, there's always the thought like, well, hey, if I could put him in my flex, man, I'll really be loaded.
Exactly. But I thought you was more on the side of roster three Cowboy running backs than trade for Zeke Elliott.
I agree.
What's the difference?
Major difference. Because if your roster,
how can you say what's the difference? If
I'm asking you a question.
Let me explain the answer.
I'm not shooting what you're saying now.
No, because you can't say.
I'm asking a question.
Let me answer this question. By rostering the three Cowboys running backs, and Alfred Moore, specifically Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden, but they're saying, listen, I want to get these guys. I believe in these guys. That means you believe ultimately Ezekiel Elliott's going to be suspended for the next 6 weeks.
No, I don't. I don't. What I'm saying is, I don't know what's going to happen, so I want to throw my hat in the ring and see if I can get the guy.
Okay. I mean, what we found out a little bit earlier is you're dropping players of value, not just dropping nobody here. You're dropping players of value to acquire an Alfred Morris or Darren McFadden. So it's to say that you now want to go trade for Ezekiel Elliott.
I want to have a chance to have one of the Dallas running backs, whatever the lead guy may be.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad the names that you guys brought up in regards to who you would trade for Ezekiel Elliott, trade him away, because those are not names I have on this list.
How about something that's real fresh? Jarek McKinnon or either of the Cowboy running backs, McFadden or Morris?
I would take McFadden or Morris over Jarek McKinnon.
In PPR, I'd go McKinnon.
I go McKinnon.
Okay.
That's very, very difficult because it's been 1 week of McKinnon.
It's been 0 weeks of them.
Yeah, but it's 0 weeks of them, but if they have the opportunity... That's a tough one.
Dalvin Cook's not coming back.
You know what? I'm gonna have to say I go McKinnon because I know he has the job.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Lat Murray got the job, really.
So if
not really,
if you are, this is so tough because let's say Ezekiel Elliott does.
See, I don't look at it that way.
But let's say he does get suspended.
I look at it as it's not tough.
How is it not tough?
Because I don't think he's going to get suspended, number
You're
one.
You're talking as a fan, though.
Wait, you can't say that because he is suspended right now. He is.
You're saying what you hope as a Cowboy fan.
We just went through the damn legalese on the thing, Scott. I'm not talking as a fan. I'm looking at the facts.
He is suspended.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're speculating. Now, look, there's a good... But when you talk through, you said there's a chance, but nobody knows for sure. When you say he's not going to get suspended,
I'm taking
an
educated guess.
I'll say 75% he's on the field week 7.
There you go right there. So, and that's a Buffalo Bill fan right there. You got a problem with that, Scott? Huh?
I don't necessarily agree with him.
Okay, then.
Yeah. I don't think anybody knows for sure. No.
But you just said you would trade for him, so either you disagree with
him. Because I want to take that gamble.
Okay, so if you want
to. It's a gamble. It's not definite. You make it sound like it's definite.
The best thing to do with this, if you have Ezekiel Elliott, stay put. If you don't have Ezekiel Elliott, stay put. This is a situation. Leave it alone. Stop racking your brains over this situation. That's how I look at it. You want to go to the waiver wire, pick up one of those guys? Fine. To pick up and roster all three, I think that's crazy.
I think you could roster all three depending on what league you play in and what your roster context is.
My thing is, if you're going to take that approach, if you're in a fab league and you want to roster all three Dallas Cowboys running back, if you got $800 left, put $400 on McFadden, put $400 on Alfred Morris, and empty the bag and roster all three. This is this damn important for you to have a piece of the Dallas Cowboy backfield.
When it comes to Ezekiel Elliott, who is suspended right now.
He wears cut-off shirts.
He does wear cut-off shirts. That's a fact.
Corey's been examining that.
All right. Let's say Ezekiel Elliott is suspended, for six games. He comes back week 13. He's there for the playoffs.
And he's fresh and he's healthy.
And he wants to go scorched earth.
I just don't want him getting suspended week 10. I don't want this going into court. He gets the injunction and the NFL comes back. And then week 10, boom.
I don't know if he's fresh and he's healthy. When you miss six games, you're not in playing condition. So there is some of a minor risk there, too.
Okay, but he gets week 13 to play, and then you have him for the playoffs.
So I have a whole list of names.
I mean, if you're willing to hold on or trade for David Johnson, why would you leave Ezekiel Elliott out of it?
I'm not. By the way, I got confirmation yesterday. Again, called that person, said let somebody else pick up David Johnson and waste a roster spot. He's not coming back.
We're going to take a break. I have a list of names that I asked. If Ezekiel Elliott is suspended, would you trade these guys for him? We'll do that next. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. So right now, Ezekiel Elliott, Corey says trade for him.
Yeah.
Buy the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Would you then give up Jay Ajayi for Ezekiel Elliott?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Scott?
Definitely.
You give up Jay Ajayi for Ezekiel Elliott? Yeah. I'm not an Ajayi guy. I think this Dolphin team's a train wreck.
I mean, it's very interesting that both of you guys say in a heartbeat for a dude that right now is suspended for six games. It's so interesting to me.
I'm just believing that it's not going to stand.
There you go. Scared money don't make money.
You know what? Ajayi's a gamble, too, with his knees. And the production hasn't been what we've expected.
That's the first smart thing Scott said today.
Other than Corey, I'm going to put you in the hospital. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't do it this way then, because is there nobody that, like, besides Le'Veon Bell and Devontae Freeman and whatnot, you would trade anybody away for Ezekiel Elliott? For the most part, you know what I mean.
If I'm a Zeke
owner, Kareem Hunt or Gurley, but
look at the dynamics of it though. If you're looking to buy Zeke, you're not trying to buy Zeke for that caliber player.
Right.
You want to sell Zeke to somebody who's in panic mode. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm looking to buy Zeke, then I'm going to the Zeke owner and I'm going to lowball him. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to get him. You know, get him to. I'm gonna say something crazy. I'm gonna try to go down to a real low price. You know what I mean? Just like, okay, here's a piece that you. I might even trade him Alfred Morris. I'm like, hey, I got Alfred
Morris.
I don't know
if the other one would accept that.
Yeah, I don't
think
they're doing lowball.
You know what, though? If you can't lowball him, though, you know who's a perfect guy to sell for the Zeke owner? Doug Martin.
Yeah.
Because Martin's playing well. He's looking good. And I think people would buy in on that.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get on board with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not buying Isaiah Crowell, though.
No.
I'm not buying Isaiah Crowell. I hope it's not on your list.
That's the first smart thing you said all day.
All right. I guess the only way to handle it, unfortunately, is to wait and see. Because there is no guarantee over anything.
I'll say this. You would like to have Morris or McFadden, but I would just temper my expectations. You're not getting Ezekiel Elliott. You're not getting Darren McFadden from a couple of years ago. That's the way I look at it.
Okay. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. That's the website to go to help save lives, to help blood cancer. And it's extremely, extremely important that you go check out that website, RotoExperts.com/DKMS. They have fantastic information on what you need to do. You swab your cheeks, and you could become a donor, and you could literally save someone's life by just doing that. It's really that simple, and we urge you to go to the website and check it out. We especially tell you to do it on Friday, because on Fridays, that's when you can sign up for a contest, Scotty, that allows you for a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and go to rotoexperts.com right now. Mike Waterloo has his weekly DKMS, rotoexperts.com/DKMS picks.
There you
he
go.
Does them every week.
For a chance to go to the Super Bowl, maybe make it a little different because you don't want Michael Warner to go to the Super Bowl. You want to go to the Super Bowl. So please make sure at rotoexperts.com/DKMS you try to learn more information and ultimately will help save a life. Once again, it's rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Okay. I want to get to some of the headlines from this weekend because for anyone that doesn't have Ezekiel Elliott, maybe you do, there are other lineup decisions to make. So here's the latest on certain players. Travis Kelce, Scotty, practiced in full yesterday. So 2 days after we thought he wasn't going to play at all this weekend, practiced in full. He's in the concussion protocol. Things are looking up for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, it'll be important to check those final practice reports whenever you can. We'll have something up on Inside Injuries on rotoexperts.com, but he's trending in the right direction. Keep somebody holstered just in case, you know, on your roster. But hopefully, maybe we hear something good about Kelce this weekend, and you can cut that guy and pick up somebody else.
They're 1 o'clock start, right? So yeah, so you have the whole field. So that's a good thing, right? Yeah. There, trending in the right direction. Still looking for him to be a game time decision, though.
Yeah, from what we heard from Dr. Ray, I didn't think he was playing this week, but full practice. So today he's going to be key.
Speaking of guys that it looks like very well could play this week, both Marcus Mariota and Derek Carr are on track, but both seem kind of up in the air. Mariota returns to practice, kind of 50-50-ish. Derek Carr, it looks like he's going to play, but how effective will he be? Both quarterbacks kind of both
yo,
in the air.
Yo, the Mariota thing is yo, this guy right here, he's going to be injury prone.
Yeah.
He's going to be injury prone all throughout his entire career. He's going to be dealing with injury situations, Marcus Mariota. I'm not fooling with this guy as far as drafting him as a top 10 fantasy quarterback. Don't get me wrong, he could finish there, but this guy gets injured every year, and I don't want to deal with it.
And for this week, he's saying that he might play, but Dr. A sounded pessimistic. This is a week you got to have Jacoby Brissett because, you know, if you want to play Mariota, you know, they play on Monday night. If he doesn't play, you can put in Brissett. But I would say, you know, steer clear of it. You don't know how if he's going to look close to 100%, him or Carr. Just stream somebody else and play it safe.
I would almost say I wouldn't rather start Brissett over Mariota.
Yeah, no, that's
said
the way
that.
I'm
yeah.
thinking said
that.
Too.
Oh, that's the same thing you said, yeah.
Against that. Look, it's Monday Night Football. Say you don't have Jacoby Brissett. How can you go in with Mariota? I don't. You got to play somebody.
I would play Josh McCown, Case Keenum.
I'm not going that far.
Yeah.
You know what? I think McCown's going to score 14 to 16 points.
Back
this
to
week.
Saying Scott Engel type stuff now.
Yeah. Like Corey makes good predictions. Yeah.
Couple of wide receivers, guys.
That's way off. Place.
Couple of wide receivers, guys. We need to talk about Stephon Diggs. Once again, did not practice on Thursday. It looks like this is going to be a race. I mean, he thinks he's going to play on Sunday. I don't know.
Dr. A didn't sound too optimistic on it that, you know, it could be a 2 to 3 week thing, I think he said. It's not looking good for him. And, you know, if you're desperate at wide receiver, do you pick up Michael Floyd?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm hoping he plays. I don't know. I lost Beckham last week. Now there's Diggs issue. We'll see. I know he said possibly like 4 week thing. He did say Kelce wouldn't play for a couple of weeks, so Kelsey's looking good. So hopefully you get to practice in today, and we go from there.
Devontae Parker also has an ankle injury. He hasn't practiced either Wednesday or Thursday either. Not sure that Devontae Parker will be available.
It doesn't sound good for Parker.
Whenever he's banged up, he doesn't play.
He's going to be a decision game.
Decision game?
Time decision?
The football side of my brain is shutting down.
Okay, good night.
It's shutting down. I told you I need to get away from football. The football side of my brain is malfunctioning right now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through the day.
Speaking of wide receivers, guys, we read an injury report yesterday morning. You talked about it on The Frenzy a bit. And that was with Martavis Bryant, who needs a break, says Ben Roethlisberger. What?
Just like me. I need a break.
So, you know, go do Martavis Bryant. This guy's suspended for a year.
And now watch Bryant have a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go crazy this week.
8 yards, a few catches.
I think this makes him a DFS contrarian play. I like Bryant. The Chiefs have allowed, like, the third most fantasy points to wide receivers. They're going to be occupied with Antonio Brown. This could motivate Bryant. He could go out and have a big game.
I think Bryant's inactive.
I don't think that.
I think so.
I think he's going to
And they're talking about giving this dude a break?
No, I need one, too.
I don't see how they can make him inactive.
Des Bryant will be inactive, yes, but Martavis, I don't think so.
Yo, if they make him inactive,
that's... If they make him inactive, then something's going on.
If they make him inactive, I would say...
He failed a drug test or something.
Yo, that would be so crazy. If they make him inactive, I might... He's almost cut. If they make him inactive, I might cut him.
We already know Eli Rogers will be active this week, and they've already announced that.
With Eli Rogers again. No,
I'm doing it with Juju Smith-Schuster, though.
Juju won
I
that
I picked
beat.
The Juju and GSP.
So did I. You told me to do it. I did.
That team's a dumpster fire anyway. So.
I heard Blue and Bougie wasn't doing so well.
No, Blue and Bougie. But everything else is good. Third overall in prime. All right. Eighth overall on the online.
All right. Willie Snead working himself slowly back into the offense. He said that's going to be a slow grind. Can you play Willie Snead this week, Matt?
What are your options? It's a bye week. They're coming off of a bye. They're home. I think you pretty much...
Willie Snead or Jamison Crowder this week?
Oh, that's a good one. Jamison Crowder.
I'm going to go Willie Snead at home.
I'm going to go Jamison Crowder.
I'm going to go the squeaky wheel gets the grease cliche and got to go Crowder.
I'll say this in Washington. I think Pryor and Doxson both have big games.
By the way, the Lions cover very well in the slot, too, so that scares me.
Who are we talking about? I'm sorry. My football brain is shutting down.
We're talking about Willie Snead.
Oh, Willie Snead. Willie Snead or... Taylor Gabriel. I told Scott, I need a break.
Your brain shut down in August. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going Taylor Gabriel.
I like Taylor Gabriel.
One thing I will say, Miami's defense, the defense side of the ball, isn't terrible. Everybody's just like, I think, kind of crapping on them. I think it's better than, you know, what the public's perception of them is. The offense has been horrific.
The secondary's played better than people thought, but the linebackers can definitely be exploited. That's why I love Tevin Coleman this week.
One name that I want to bring up before we hit the break here, Derrick Henry. So Terry Rubisky is like, we gotta get Derrick Henry more involved. So we haven't really mentioned Derrick Henry a whole lot because there hasn't been anything to talk about when it comes to Derrick Henry. Corey, you talked about earlier in the show, you build your team for November for this stretch run for the playoffs. Is Derrick Henry a part of those plans?
Yeah, he's a. I'm not cutting Derrick Henry. I'm not overly optimistic on rostering him. If I'm in a trade league and you want to get him, I'll be very willing to take on your trade request if you want my Derrick Henry. But I'm not rushing to do that. But I will sit him right there. And if he starts to pop, then I'll put him out there. I have no problem. The thing about it is, I don't like the way Tennessee offense look right now. To be honest with you, the teams that we look to take that next jump this year, Tennessee and Tampa, they're not hitting on all cylinders right now. So I'm like, what do we do with these guys? I'm still believing in Tampa because my guy, Jameis Winston, right here. Tennessee's offense, they're throwing the football too much. They're behind in games and not really getting that ground and pound action. I'm not optimistic.
And coaches lie in public. If they're going to use Henry more,
so do women. They're just going to
come out and do it. They're not going to say it in public, so I don't necessarily believe it.
Wrapping up, by the way, Amari Cooper thinks the ball will come. Sammy Watkins, not so sure. We take a break. We'll come back with his Mike Lyon. That comes your way next.
Love you, ladies.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. All right, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Fantasy Sports Television Network.
I have to close my computer.
Please.
You can leave this open.
That was a good one, man.
It's culturally biased. So.
Yeah, I'm a lose anyway.
It's
systematic oppression.
It's time to play Is Mike Lying with a special guest host.
Greg.
That would be me. That would be me. I am taking off today. Mike Florio is off to Tampa.
Who's today?
I don't know. I was not told about that. So
okay.
I don't know. So, is Mike lying?
What's he going to Tampa for?
Visit his parents.
Oh,
his
that's
parents
nice.
Recently moved to Tampa Bay.
That's nice.
So he's visiting
them. Are the Buccaneers home? You can go see the Buccaneers.
No, I think they're at
Arizona. Okay.
Yeah. So Mike Florio off today and Monday. Today and Monday.
I don't see how Mike Florio will get a break before football before I do.
You're also off Monday.
I'm here today?
You are here today.
And my football side of my brain is malfunctioning. So I'm letting you know, I don't know how good I'm going to do in this game.
All right, well, let's begin, shall we? Don Murray, hit the music, let's do it!
He'll probably win this week.
Matt Modica, you were the defending champion.
I'll go first. That week.
It says he will go first. Aaron Rodgers has taken the most dropbacks of any quarterback this season.
False.
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 False around the board. False is correct. There's one guy that has more.
There's one guy who has more than someone who hasn't had a bye. Tom Brady?
It is not Tom Brady.
Kirk Cousins.
It is not Kirk Cousins. He had a bye.
All right, this is not really fair.
Why?
Because Carson Wentz played last night, so he's
actually not counting last night.
I'm not counting last night. Carson Palmer.
It is Carson Palmer as Corey Parson gets a 2-1 advantage over his opponent. Nice job, Corey.
I still got a little left.
He's very malfunctioning. He's
going to
win this game.
Carson Palmer is correct. Sky, question number two. Tyrod Taylor has the most rush attempts for a quarterback this season.
True.
False.
I'll say true.
It is true. Tyrod Taylor does have the most rush attempts for a quarterback, which I thought was a little surprising. Some of the other quarterbacks. But yes, Tyrod Taylor does have the most rush attempts for a quarterback in 2017. Question number three, Mr. Parson. Mr.
Yes. How can I help you?
Kareem Hunt averages the most yards after contact for running backs in the NFL.
I don't like this question. I don't like this question, to be honest with you. Yards after contact, Kareem Hunt. True.
I'll say true as well.
False.
It is false. The king gets a point. There is one guy that averages more. Corey.
Averages
running
more.
Back. Running back
that averages more yards after contact. That player is Todd Gurley.
It is not Todd Gurley.
Carlos Hyde?
It is not Carlos Hyde.
LeGarrette Blount.
It is not LeGarrette.
It was 2 weeks ago.
I have a... Nope.
My turn again?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go with C.J. Anderson.
It is not C.J. Anderson. I have a feeling of something, though.
I hope you... Is your football brain malfunctioning, too?
So, it's not that my brain's malfunctioning so much, but I'm wondering if it's yards after contact or yards after the catch now.
I think Kareem Hunt was leading in all those categories.
So, there's one guy...
Blunt was leading for yards after contact for a while.
So, I'm looking at it, and now I'm questioning myself.
Because we'll just avoid this question.
You want to avoid this? We'll avoid this question because I'm not sure, because the person that I have... as this answer, by the way, hold on. Let me avoid this question. I do want to look this up because I feel confident with it.
What the hell is going on, huh?
What's going on,
Mr. Sussman?
His brain ain't working.
Hold on one second. Give me one moment.
I feel like this should be forfeited. Why should we forfeit this? We should forfeit this week.
No, I'm right.
The title should
right.
be vacated and we should forfeit.
I am right. It is yards after contact. I am right about that. So I'm clarifying myself. You guys have me questioning myself. We are not forfeiting this question. Matt, was on you.
It's on me. Yards after contact. I see Carlos Hyde.
Did I take my chance there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Leonard Fournette.
It's not Leonard Fournette.
Oof. That was a good one, too.
I was like, oh, no. I'm about to say Leonard Fournette. He got it.
Oh, but Jordan Howard.
It was not Jordan Howard. The answer is Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson.
That's not fair. No. Shouldn't there be some kind of amount of carries to qualify for this stat?
Does every week have to be Crybaby Friday?
So how you qualify for snaps, you have to play 50% of your team's snaps. There was no carry qualification. So I'm going to throw a question out. Does that make everybody happy here?
I'm happy.
I believe.
Fine with it. You can keep it.
I believe what's. Hey, it don't matter. We all got it wrong.
Yeah, we did.
Scott got it right, for the record. All right. Question number four is yours, Matt. Sorry for the controversy this morning, gentlemen. This one is dedicated to you, Scotty, but it's Matt's question first.
So what's the score here?
The scores right now, 2 for Matt, 2 for Corey, 3 for the king.
And that's with that bias.
That's with
question.
That bias question.
He can have it. That's the
question number four. According to Snapple Facts, in some parts of Canada, kickball is referred to as soccer baseball.
That's an interesting one, right?
That is great that you have a kickball.
Damn right it is.
I'm going to say true.
True.
True, and I hope a spike ball question is coming too.
Maybe it is.
Soccer baseball. No, I'm going to say false. They call it hockey baseball.
No, they call it soccer baseball. It's true.
Darn it.
It's okay.
Culturally biased.
Against all of us, none of us are Canadian.
What are you talking about?
Question number five goes to the king. Scott, Rob Gronkowski is everything the most yards per target for a tight end.
False.
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 It is false. You guys have all gotten that correct. Did I do this wrong? My website. Okay. That is correct. There's two guys. Scott, do you have an answer?
Zach Ertz.
It is not Zach Ertz. There's two guys, Corey. Not including last night.
Travis Kelce.
It is not Travis Kelce.
Well, I don't know if he qualifies, the one guy I want to say. I don't know if that guy qualifies.
So. He might. Who knows?
Charles Clay?
It is not Charles Clay. Scott?
Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper's correct.
That didn't see no. How many catches does Austin Hooper have? 12?
Yards per target. Austin Hooper, he plays every game.
Oh, you said yards per target.
I said yards per target.
Yards per target, okay.
Can we stop with the crybaby Friday? Right, okay.
Scott, that is correct. Yeah. There's one more guy.
Make America great again.
He's not Cameron Gray.
This is cheating. There's no way I can get every damn question wrong.
It is Ed Dixon.
That was the guy who's ridiculous.
That is correct.
I'm out of here.
That is correct. He plays every game. He's good.
I'm doing this no more.
Mr. Sussman.
Yes, sir.
Can you call his mother to tell him to stop crying in class?
Question number six. This is for Corey. Jimmy Graham has the most drops for a tight end.
True.
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 It is false.
Really?
He's tied for second most with a ton of players. One guy has more drops. One tight end has more drops than Jimmy Graham. Can you name him?
Tight end with more Eric Ebron.
Not Eric Ebron.
Good. I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. How about Julius Thomas?
Not Julius Thomas.
Martellus Bennett.
It is not Martellus Bennett. That's a good one.
My microphone on. This is my football brain is shutting down on me, and y'all got me in here today. Drops at the tight end position. Let's go with Evan Engram.
Evan Engram is incorrect. He has two. One less than the person that has more.
Rob Gronkowski.
Not Rob Gronkowski, no, sir.
Jared Cook.
It is Jack Doyle with the really good one. Jack Doyle. Question number seven is Matt's.
What's the score?
The scores currently are Scott leads the way with 6, Matt has 5, the fantasy executive is 3.
This is ridiculous.
Sorry. Matt. Evan Engram has run the most passing routes for a tight end.
True.
True.
False.
It's true. It's true. Sorry. Question number 8 goes to the king. Question number 8. The smallest county in America.
Corey.
Is New York County, better known as Manhattan.
Small. I'm going to say true.
False.
False.
It's true. It is. The smallest county in the country is Manhattan, New York County. Question number 9. Scott has a 2-point advantage over Matt, a significant advantage over Corey. Question number 9 is Corey Parsons. According to Pro Football Focus,
I hate that.
Le'Veon Bell grades out as the best running back pass blocker in the NFL.
False.
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 It is false. That is correct. There are 3 better pass blockers at running back than Le'Veon Bell. Can you name them, Corey?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott is incorrect.
I'm going to go to a guy that gets caught the heat for it. Ty Montgomery.
It is not Ty Montgomery.
Amir Abdullah.
It's not Amir Abdullah. I'm going to change it. There's going to be 2 guys because I don't think Aaron
You're
Jones.
Changing
I don't think
the
Aaron,
question
I don't think Aaron
in the
Jones
middle
qualified.
Of the question.
I don't think Aaron Jones qualified because he played 1 game. There's 2 guys. It's those 2 guys.
LeSean McCoy.
It's not LeSean McCoy.
I hate this. This game is. I'm out of here.
Devonta Freeman.
It is not Devonta Freeman.
Carlos Hyde.
It is not Carlos Hyde. We're looking for Duke Johnson.
Melvin Gordon.
And C.J. Anderson. Duke Johnson and C.J. Anderson. We have one question remaining.
Like Ezekiel Elliott, he's being a quitter.
I think Corey is quit.
Yeah, he's a quitter.
Come back with bacon.
He's a quitter.
There's one question left. Scott has a two-point advantage over Matt. Will he have a chance to come back? Will he win? We'll have to find out on the other side. It's the Roto Experts here. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Corey has quit.
So a loser.
So it's literally just Matt Modica versus the King. Scott,
I filed an injunction.
Technical knockout.
Yeah. So, Matt, you are down 2 points right now. It's a final question. I want to bring Jake.
Even though I got one right.
It's all about qualification. I mean, if Scott wants to get that back to you, that's fine. Jake Seeley, is he here, Don? Jake, all right, we're waiting on Jake. All right. Scott, are you going to... You're up 2 points right now. Matt's filed an injunction against that question. Would you like to throw the question out? I have another question.
Kareem Hunt does lead the NFL.
He does.
So give another point then.
We'd be even. So I'd be right, you'd be wrong.
I'll let Jake.
How would I be wrong?
Because you said false, he said true. Yeah. So it would totally reverse.
Oh, we'd totally reverse. We'd be even.
You'd be even.
You got to do the right thing if that's the right answer.
Okay. So then we're going to go tie going into the last question.
Right.
I like this winner. Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Bare knuckles.
Scott, you're a good man.
Yeah, I'll.
And as a reward, Matt will go first on the question.
I'll let Matt slide on this one.
Matt goes on the question.
You're not letting me slide. It's what's right.
Matt goes first.
I'll give this one to you.
On the question. Scott, you are second. Here we go. Hit the music. Here's question number 10. Delaney Walker. No music. Okay. Delaney Walker is the best, grades out as the best run blocking tight end in the NFL.
True.
False.
So we have a winner on this question. But not yet. Because it is false. Scott, you are correct. You are up 1 point on Matt. But there are two players that are better run blockers than Delaney Walker, according to PFF. Matt, you have the first chance.
Charles Clay.
It is not Charles Clay.
Jesse James.
It is not Jesse James. Matt, you must get this one right. You must get this one right in order to guarantee yourself you survive.
Travis Kelce.
The winner of Is Mike Lying? The King! Scott Engel! Congratulations, Scott.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome.
This is how life should be. Like me in the winner's circle and Corey out of the room.
The other two, by the way.
Well played, Scott.
Best run blocking tight ends, Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski and Mercedes Lewis.
I would have never gotten Mercedes.
Gronk was gettable. Jake, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Greg. Do you know who the best pass blocking tight end is?
Best pass blocking tight end is? Oh, good question. Rob Gronkowski?
No, his teammate from last year, though. Once again, Martellus Bennett.
Oh, good answer.
Seems like he's doing a lot of blocking this year.
That's a good question. That's a good one. So my other questions, by the way, if we went to overtime, this would have been fantastic. They were revolving about Greg Zuerlein. They were.
Nice.
Greg Zuerlein has made the most field goals this season. Jake?
False.
False.
It's true. Yes.
Wow.
You guys all said false adamantly.
Jake's going to hate this, but Jake Elliott had another good game last night. That guy is, like, making such a difference in leagues every week. That guy is putting up a lot of points. And if a kicker saves your week, every week it's been Elliott.
I like when you use the kicker and he gets, like, say it's a 52-yarder. You get the 5.2 or 44-yarder.
He got a 50-yarder last night, yeah.
I like that. I like that, too. The last question, Jake, by the way, is that Greg Zuerlein has made the most extra points this season.
False.
True.
It's true.
Best offense.
Well, he did have
right?
a 27-point week. So
There you go. Jake, how do you feel about Ezekiel Elliott stuff? I know you're talking about it over the next 2 hours. But what's your initial take here?
I think that you got to go get DMC if you can. We talked about it yesterday during On Target. I still think it's him. I still think they're grooming him in the preseason. I think it's similar to last year when we saw with other situations is the fact that I think they just want to keep him healthy for this scenario because he's so injury prone.
All right, so there you go. We'll go more over that, I'm sure, very, very in-depth over the next 2 hours. On Target had you covered last night. Congratulations to the King on Is Mike Lyon. You'll hear Jake, Matt, and maybe the return of Corey on Fantasy Football Frenzy. But for Corey, the Fantasy Executive Parson, for the King, Scott Angle, and for Wall Street, Matt Lodica, my name is Greg Salzman. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend. We will see you back here on Monday. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.